I bring her coffee in the morning. She brings me in a piece. I take her out to fancy restaurants. She takes the sadness out of me. I make her cards on her birthday. She makes me a better man. I take her water when she's thirsty. She takes me as I am. I love her when her mind wanders. She loves it when I stay home. I know when she's lost and she knows when I feel alone.
Feel alone. I've given my phone away now. I've given it up. So let me back. I want to go back. My parents miss me. Do they miss you? Yeah. Really? When you're just a kid on your phone all the time? They told you not to do the blackout challenge. Hold your breath until you pass out because you might die. And if you die, they will have the satisfaction of thinking, I told him. I told him and I was right. You're denying them the satisfaction of being right. Yes, I guess, but that's fine. They love me. They will want me to come back to life. Okay. But understand the reality of coming back to life and not having your phone ever again. Won't your life be pointless? From Mama His and Graces to the little things I do. Everything is pointless without you. No, of course not. Really? Think about what you won't have. You won't have everything. What are you talking about? I'll have friends. No, you won't. Most of your friends aren't really friends. You never see them. They're just people you message. We'd meet up. Meet up? This isn't 1997. People don't meet up anymore, Grandad. They only meet up at funerals. I would. I'd meet up with them. Really? How would you organise that? I'd call them from a landline or a payphone. A landline. Maybe you should send out a pigeon. Or send up a smoke signal. No one will see you if you don't have a phone. Your life will be out of key. It will be pointless. It won't be pointless. I'll be able to look up and around me at all the beautiful things in the world. And I'll see them in real life, IRL, rather than through a phone. Sure, you got a point. But I have something to tell you. A harsh reality to tell you. And this is the truth from someone that has seen everything, because I am the devil. The harsh truth is... The what, sorry? The harsh truth is... Oh yes, I thought that's what you said. The harsh truth is... Stop it, you're putting me off. The harsh truth is... Nothing looks as good... as it does... through a phone. Have you seen the Sydney Opera House, IRL? Well, Yes, I mean, on video. On video. On video, beautiful, white, iconic. You've seen it through your phone. In real life, let me tell you, it's a grey, tiny thing. Looks like a leisure centre. Everything looks better through your phone. There are only two things in the world that don't look better through your phone. Yosemite National Park and Mount Aspiring, South Island, New Zealand. And my penis. Everything else looks better through your phone. You may as well look at it through your phone. It just looks better. Fact. Okay, well, at least I'll have my thoughts. My own feelings, rather than being pumped full of thoughts and feelings by someone else. Just try for a second, for a minute, to have your own thoughts and feelings. And now make that an hour, a day, a lifetime, with only your thoughts and feelings. Can you hear that silent scream? It's pointless, Cass. Pointless. So let yourself drift away. Life is pointless without your phone. Come to hell. Come to hell. Join me. Join the ever-growing community. And let me show you hell. What is hell like? Hell. Is where everyone has two phones.